This is so stupid.
Is that comfortable for you?
Yeah. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds great. Amazing. Look at these mics.
Am I in here? Yeah, I am in here.
Yeah, we're both in it.
Fuck yeah. We got the sign.
Oh. I know. This is the first episode with the sign.
It looks pretty good, right?
It looks really good.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I also like it just as like decor for the apartment.
Right? No, I fully hammered it in.
Like not just for the podcast. No, staying, I like it.
Yeah, I don't even, I guess I could pull it off and on, but then I'd have two nails. But anyways, okay, intro, grand intro, Luisa Lang, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I've always connected with everything you put on the internet. I'm like, she's speaking my thoughts. And like anything you post, it's like, you're like, I just tattooed a noodle to my arm. And I'm like, I tattooed a jellyfish to my arm and I just got hay on my ass. And I'm like, this girl is just my vibe through and through. I love that.
Yeah, it's my favorite. I have a little pasta. So, I don't know how to show it to you. Thank you, though.
So, yeah, I just wanted to have you on and I'm just so excited.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Thanks for being here.
I think it's also we're like the same age.
Yeah.
We're like kind of living in the same realm.
Dating is shit.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
It's so painful.
So bad. I hate it.
Also, like, we're just really funny, and I'm like, is it because we're too funny?
No, like, yes. I really think it's not something guys are interested in.
That's how I feel.
Chloe LeBrand is like, no sane man is going to date a female comedian.
Yeah, she has.
That's great.
The hottest boyfriend of all time.
I know, but he's also a comedian.
True.
So,
we need someone who's delusional?
No, like, non, like, just citizen,
pedestrian. Yeah.
Pedestrian is going to be like,
her.
Oh, yeah, I'll date her.
It's so hard.
But I'm like, I would date me.
Right,
like,
that's how I feel.
It.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't
it.
Understand. Who's not getting this?
Who's not getting it? Every man.
Every
but
man.
But I would literally date myself.
Guys, no guys are listening to this. This
if,
is just
any
the girlies.
Any stupid guys are watching this.
Any stupid men.
We're available.
Yeah, we are. But it is like, I used to have jokes where I'd be like, me up here, this mic might as well be my dick because that's how it feels mm-hmm. when I'm like performing mm-hmm. jokes. I'm like, I am a full man. For the next 15 to 20 minutes.
And then also after that for the rest of your life. Because that's what you're seen as. You're like, okay, men are supposed to be the one that like command the attention of a room.
Right.
They're supposed to be like the leader of like society. It just is like something about it is intimidating to men. It doesn't feel natural to have a woman like being like
funny.
Commanding a room.
Or having really unique thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny. You're like, there are no guys watching this. I'll go to my like Instagram.
Oh, your algorithm?
Your analytics or whatever. And it's like 99% women.
Yeah.
And like there's like one boy watching my stuff
that's
and he's gay probably.
Yeah.
I'm like, there are no straight men here.
But your stuff is so authentic to you. Like, I love that about your stuff because you're not trying to like be hot. You're just like, fuck it. Like, my favorite video.
I'm definitely not trying to be hot.
No. But it's...
Like, I can't, yeah.
No, but it's that's what makes it so digestible and fun because it's like, you just let all that go. And like, one of my favorite videos of yours is when you're green and you hear the song.
Oh, yeah. That's so stupid.
It's so fucking
it's like,
funny.
Blue. Wait. Yeah, my like, painted my face green.
Yeah, and you're like, when green hears the song, if I was...
blue. If I were green,
I would die. Yeah.
Green is like, wait.
It was, it's so
me?
Good. That
Thank
really
you.
Is one of like your best.
Thank you. That was
when
fun.
Did you start making videos that started going super viral?
I started like, I've always just been like putting my shit out there. They started going super viral. I mean, they've stopped now. I don't know. It was like up and then now I'm plateauing, but also I've been sick a lot. I haven't been posting a lot. I haven't been doing a lot of stand up, been dealing with like health issues, but it was like a year and a half ago, maybe.
Really?
Maybe 2 years ago.
Okay, because I feel like I've seen you for a while.
Well, I was doing pretty well. Like, I had a good following.
Uh-huh.
But talking like 100,000 on TikTok, that was probably...
Did you just start over on TikTok?
Yeah.
What happened?
My account was like fucked up. I don't know what happened. I forget. It was definitely... like shadow banned or something happened because it was just stuck at 14,000 and I was like, I don't know why, but something about this, like,
you're like, this is hysterical.
I'm like, this is wrong. So
you're wrong.
I'm like, there's no way it's me, it's them. So I started a new one and I was right.
Yeah,
I guess. Or
honestly,
I just,
like, I've seen your stuff obviously and like I have often been like, this deserves triple the numbers
story of my life. Like,
isn't that, it's got to be frustrating.
Because, but do you feel that way about yourself too? Like,
yeah, I don't put myself out there as much as you do. Like, I will clip my stand up all day long.
But you grind really hard.
I grind, but I think I grind wrong. Like, I think I work think hard, so. Not smart. Because I'm like, I will, like, you know, tour and like take all my clips and throw them out there. Like, and then TikTok's just like, fuck you, fuck you.
The algorithm. I don't get it. Yeah, like, and I don't understand.
We're all a slave to it.
Truly.
And it's become like a common theme on this podcast. Like, I had Ian Lara on, and he was like,
the algorithm.
I like didn't even want to bring it up to him because he's doing well, and I was like, you're not like a slave to the algorithm. He's like, no. Like, I've actually
totally is,
had
probably.
Like an hour long conversation about this the other day to another comic, and like, it's so crazy that we're all just at the, like, the Montana boys got the fucking algorithm ticket, like, of the year.
What is that? Like, it's what, no matter it? What level comedian you are, though, you're battling this algorithm.
Montana boys.
If you're new, yeah, exactly. If you're new, it's something you have to do to catch up, uh-huh. or like to get to a certain level. If you're like really good, like Ian Lara, you have like a fucking HBO special, you still have to like
make it,
get your name out there,
yeah.
to people on TikTok. It's not enough now to just be like, we're just so inundated with content that it's like, I'm not watching. Why would I watch HBO when I can watch my little phone? And you know what I mean?
You
have to prove yourself,
yeah.
not just by getting an HBO special, which should be enough to be like, that's
legit,
like it. But he probably feels like he still has to fucking grind on. But it wasn't always like that.
No, but then also there's guys like Ethan Simmons Patterson, or I might be mixing, but he's at the Cellar, has no social media presence, and you're like, okay, and he just goes around and kills. But you're like, you're the anomaly, but like, that's so badass.
That's so
too.
Rare, yeah,
so rare.
It's so rare.
So I don't know, the game we play,
it's just
it's constant.
I've been really exhausted this year,
physically from your illness and the algorithm,
physically and from the algorithm, and just like, oh my god, having to like, oh my god, just having to post all the time. And
but you do it so, I feel it looks like it comes naturally to you, like the way
that's because, like, I only post when it's okay. Here's the thing, people who are like have a huge following on TikTok, they are like, I post every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I post twice,
really?
On, like, they have like a schedule where I'm like, my brain doesn't work like that.
No.
If I get an idea that I think is funny, I make it and I put it out. I don't like, I should be more like, okay, I didn't post something today. Let me like think of something and write it out. If
but you also have a job.
I also have a job.
So that doesn't help.
Doesn't help.
You know, like,
Yeah. But I think it feels like it's natural because it is. It's not like, I'm never like forcing anything.
That's probably healthy though for the art, you
know?
What is your day job?
I make content for brands on TikTok.
Okay.
So I'm like doing TikTok.
That's hard
all
too, when
day.
It's your job.
My job is the algorithm, like trying to fight the algorithm, but for brands.
Got
and
it.
And being like, hey, you guys should, let's do a video with this because it's trending. And the brands are like, I don't get it. And you're like, you're not supposed to get it. Like, that's why you hired us.
Like, what brands do you work with?
For a long time, I was working with Levi's.
Oh, cool.
What are some others? Panasonic was a big one. Now I'm doing some stuff for Microsoft.
Got it. Is it freelance or?
I was full-time and then I got laid off and got another job.
Okay, that's
doing
quick.
The exact, like, so quick. It was insane.
Yeah.
I posted to my story and someone I know was like, swoop, like, got you. And I was like,
that's why we love the internet.
So lucky. That was really lucky.
Well, your stuff was cracking me up when it was like every CEO after a huge layoff. And it's like you
what
dancing.
What was it? It was the song from Legally Blonde.
Yes.
It's a perfect day. CEOs after laying off 600 people.
You've actually had a lot of funny unemployment content. Because I feel like it's happened to you, like, what, like, twice in the past 2-3 years?
Well, it's also
just... I feel like a creep, but, like,
your
content relates to me, and I just absorb it, and I'm like,
wait, I'm so happy to hear this, because I love that. Like, I don't know if any... Because when you put stuff out there, and you're like, is anyone actually...
Anybody out there?
Even if
it's like
the numbers are good.
It's like screaming for
literally,
bodies.
Yes. Even if the numbers are good, you're like, but who are these
people? Yeah.
Who the fuck, like, are they really...
It's your peers.
Like, don't you feel weird when someone DMs you and is like, oh, I'm, like, actually such a fan, and you don't know them?
I'm shocked.
And you're like, people are actually watching my stuff.
That, I feel that especially about bonding that I do with Troy, which, you know, but, like, we've been stopped at airports, and, like, they'll look at me, and one girl was like, Tori? And I was like...
No way.
Okay, they're talking about me? So it is crazy. You're like, so you put so much out there, but like when people actually
listen, has such a huge fan base.
Huge. And I'm lucky to get some runoff, but like it's just even every time it happens, I'm like, you really listen to that? That's right. Crazy.
You're listening to me?
That's nuts.
It's nuts. Yeah. It's cool though.
It is really cool. And I've been really grateful for, I mean, again, I started this podcast on April Fool's Day. And each
as a joke, you're like, I mean,
this is a
April Fool's.
It's stuck.
You did a bunch of episodes.
I just like, launched boom, them boom, out because I was like, I want people to be like, this is real.
Yeah.
And I've gotten like every YouTube has like at least 200 views, and I'm like, okay,
I'll take it.
Two weeks in,
yeah, not bad at all.
So people are. Thank you if you're listening to this. Thank you. Thanks I'm very grateful. I'm like honestly shocked though. I'm like.
Yeah. No, that's amazing.
This is cool. Fuck yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, I can.
Do you have a day job?
Yeah. I work in marketing for Lexus, the car brand.
Okay. So my job's like kind of marketing too.
Yeah.
So like similar, but it's just really like TikTok.
Okay. See, mine is like, I talk to like car dealers. It's very not in this world.
Got it. Okay.
Which is also tricky because like I'll put jokes out and I'm like, I hope no one sees this.
Right, that's like the difference is my job initially hired me because they found right. my TikTok.
And I'm like, nobody find this.
Yeah, okay, so it's like the opposite.
Hannah Montana-esque.
You're, yeah. Like,
I am Hannah Montana.
The best of both worlds, baby.
Like, hopefully no one makes that connection.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. I think it's so funny when comics are like, oh, I just like hope my boss doesn't find out I do stand-up. Like, that's so funny to
They've
me.
They've been really supportive, but there are some times where I'll post a reel and I'm like,
this is not
this
safe
is the
for
yeah exactly yeah. Like if someone took this the wrong way and like shared it internally and they mm-hmm. were like this isn't funny, I'd be like a little
HR yeah.
I kind of just tell myself, well, the universe speaks, like if it when my day comes, so yep, we'll yep. see. Again, I don't, you know, I love my job, I'm very grateful, but
yeah,
you know, this is the dream.
This
so.
Is the dream. This literally right here you're looking
right
at
here
it.
Yeah,
this is the dream.
I mean, yeah, it's the early seedings.
Yeah.
What is your dream? You've made some serious headway in stand-up. Like you've opened for Nikki Glaser. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, again, you were saying you've been sick, so you haven't had enough time to really do stand-up. But, like, in terms of content creation versus stand-up, like, what is your, like, big next, like, what do you want
so
out of
that's
all this?
Like, the problem I'm having right now, yeah. because I feel like I'm at this point where I've been, first of all, really, like, I got COVID in January, and then I got, like, bronchitis, and then I got norovirus, and then I had a stomach
this
bug.
All this year?
Since January. Like, insane. I don't know what's wrong with me. And then recently I had a stomach bug, and I'm, like, still coming off of that. So it's been a lot of time just not being able to, like, yeah. do stand-up. I haven't been, like, putting
my veils
in. Have you gone home?
Because you live around New York,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
I, like, I always retreat. I'm from Maryland, and, like, I just go home and hide.
Yeah, I was, like, hiding for a little yeah. while. And it's a lot of, like, thinking of, like, what makes me happy? What do I want to do?
Yeah.
And, like, I do miss doing stand-up, like, yeah. regularly. Because I just haven't been, like, putting my veils in as much because I just don't feel well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm trying to decide, like, what my next step looks like. Like, do I want to 100%, like, go into stand-up and tour and do mm-hmm. that kind of thing? Or do I want to do more, like, comedic acting, like, sketch
totally.
Content stuff that you can do from home?
Totally.
Because I love being home.
They do go hand-in-hand, but to your point, to really be in the scene, like, you have to be, like, slitting your wrist.
You have to be
like here's
out
yeah,
there too.
Out there
at night
hanging
like I just
the hangs, the connections, the like
that part's that,
please any avails here?
Yeah, like hot can
please?
I get a crumb of like yeah. it's getting that part is getting harder for me as I get older.
Totally.
Because I just feel like I did it for so long and
yeah, how long
so
did stand up for?
Hard. Like I started in 2016.
Okay.
So not that long, but it just felt
no, that's
I went really hard for the first up until COVID. So like the first
yeah.
4 years, I was like every night I was up and I was like schmoozing and doing all the like hangs
yeah.
and this and that. And then I was doing it for a while after COVID. And then I just like hit a wall where I was like, I'm so tired of trying to like constantly sell myself to people and be like,
yeah.
oh, like here's why you should give me a spot. Cause like blah, blah, blah. I just like,
totally.
It just gross to me. And I, that's the part about stand-up that I don't like. I just want to, like, be funny.
Totally.
And that's it. Like, I want to be funny, and I want to be around cool people, and it's just exhausting. It's, like,
yeah.
at night, too. I
yeah.
love my bed.
Yeah.
That's getting harder.
Yeah.
I was talking to Max Pinelli recently, and I was just like, dude, I'm having a hard time, like, keeping my eye, staying awake just in general.
I honestly, not even, I don't like, know if it's turning 30, but I'm tired.
No, I'm tired.
And I don't even like admitting that out loud, but like, I'm really tired.
I'm so tired. I'm like, he's like, what time can we meet up? And I was like, bro, like, my eyes are closing right on this phone call. Like,
I know.
I can't.
I know. Like, I accepted a spot at the stand at 9 today, just on my friend's show. And I'm just like, oh, that means probably getting up around 9:30, 10. I'm home by, like, and I manage Greenwich on Tuesdays. I'm
and home that's every an early midnight. Spot, too. 9 totally. Is, like, relatively.
And I'm even doing the math. I'm like, oh, no. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing is stand-up is a lot of, it's your lifestyle. Like, if you choose to do stand-up, that's going to be your lifestyle for a long time. And for me, I'm like, do I have it in me? Like, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do.
It was hard for me last year. Like, I was traveling a lot with it, and I, like, gained a bunch of weight. And, like, you're just, like, I love being a morning person during the pandemic. Yeah. And I just, like, totally lost that.
Well, I imagine touring is also, like, you're just eating shit.
Shit. Well, every club has, like, the sampler, and I'm like, at first I was like, I was like, you're telling me I can get mod sticks, nuggets, and fries at once?
Sounds so good.
For free?
And go on and do like 30 minutes?
And also you come off stage and there's high, and like there's just food everywhere, and for some reason I'm like filling the void with it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Filling the void that a boyfriend can't because we don't have them.
Truly. So that was a lot. And then this year I haven't been traveling as much, so I've been trying to find balance with it. But then
that's good.
But then I did the weird existential, like, well, what am I?
That's where I'm at.
Who am I?
That's where I'm at, basically. The short answer is, like, content, stand-up. I have no idea. Right now, I'm at this, like, weird point where, like, I turned 30 this year, and now I'm like, what makes me happy? What do I want to do? I know I love stand-up, and I know I love making content. How can I move forward and, like, not exhaust myself and be able to support myself without like spinning my wheels and just exhausting myself.
And so you're like, dear Mr. Algorithm, can you just get me,
like,
booked and
busy?
Hi,
can you just help me?
But like, not work too hard. I know it's hard. Also, you've seen the other side many times. Like, for me, it's like, I've been really fortunate to be with Troy and get these big audiences, but then it's this double-edged sword of like, well, I'm not in a place to get that on my own. So I'm like, but I've tasted the greatness, and you're like, well, how do I get that? And you've done that with Nikki, so it's like...
And
like,
Hannah, well, I opened for Hannah Burner.
Okay, yeah, so you're sitting in front of 2,000 people.
Her fans love her, too. So they're I'm sure it's the same with Troy. They're so excited. Nikki, so pumped to be there. They're just like, let's go, best night of my life.
And so and you say out, anything, and it's just...
They're just in such a good mood.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Yeah. I want a fan base. Totally. And you have to get that through the algorithm.
Yeah.
That's what I want, is a big fan base that allows me to do shows around the country in front of rooms of people who already know and love me.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a lot to ask for.
I love
for.
That we just got there. You're like, wait, that's what
I know, it
want.
Took me a long time, but I want that.
Therapy.
Welcome. I think I want to be a successful stand-up comic.
Like, we did it. Yeah, I mean, that's what we all want.
That's what I want.
Yeah. And I see that for you. I mean, you're doing it. It's just, again, it feels like... Like, I was saying earlier, I was like, your numbers, I think when I watch your shit, I'm like, this is so funny. If the algorithm just pushed this out a little harder.
Just picked it up a little,
Like,
I know.
Like, Troy got huge bombs from a video 2 summers ago that gave him a huge push where everyone comes up to him and be like, oh, like, I saw you.
Okay, so I have a series of videos like that.
Yeah.
But I got so sick. Here's the thing about the algorithm.
It's typecast.
Once they want something, they're like, that's all we want. Like,
so what was one of those?
The singing videos I used to do that were like, how, like, the origin of how a song was written.
Which I think are really funny.
They are funny.
Do you have a background in music that got you to that?
Yeah, like, I sang in college. Okay. And I, like, have, like,
where'd
a
you go?
Good voice. Boston College.
Got it. Okay.
So I, like, used to sing. I'm, like, a retired singer, but...
Would you ever bring it into your comedy act?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I've never found a way that feels authentic to me to bring it into my stand-up. But those videos do and did so well that I just got a ton of followers from that. But eventually I was like, well, I'm kind of sick of this, like, one joke. I'm going to post other stuff, and, like, that stuff doesn't do well. And then I post a singing video, and it's like, boom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's more to me than that, you know?
Yeah. Do you still make those?
I haven't in a long time. But I really, like...
I think...
And the conversation we're having is exactly what comedy is right now. I'm like, I haven't made them in a long time. I really should if I want to eventually be able to tour and have a fan base.
Well, at least you do have that roadmap that you know you have to do, but it's just the doing the work. And that's how I feel. Like, I need to find my singing video. Like,
your, like, niche thing.
Because clearly my clips are not it.
I don't know why, though. Like, my stand-up clips don't do well either.
Stand-up clips are tricky. Again, I don't know if it's... I don't want to play the gender card, but it could be, like, part of it. And, like, I think I just need to find my niche a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think...
And you never know what it's going to be. Yeah. I did one of those singing videos about Lips of an Angel, and it just blew up.
Well, how many views?
Millions. I don't know. Forget. That's the first one that blew up.
On TikTok or Instagram or both?
TikTok first. Okay. And then I did, like, the... The one, what was that show that everybody loved? The White Lotus.
I loved that video.
So, like, that one was
huge. That was hilarious. Were you in a car when you filmed that?
Yeah. People will see me and be like, oh, I know you from the White Lotus video. Like, that's so, my...
You've been stopped on the street for that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
A few times in Brooklyn. And...
That's got to feel kind of good.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But I'm also like... Oh my gosh, what if people knew me for my other stuff too?
Right.
Like,
what would you want people to know you for?
I just like want a more well-rounded. I want the algorithm to respect my stuff all equally.
Yeah.
And not just like
for push you. These.
Yeah. But like, I don't know.
I want them to love me for me. I get it.
The algorithm to love me for who I am.
Totally.
And not for my singing voice.
You do have a really nice voice.
Well, I feel like I can imitate people really well.
Have you ever created an original song?
No.
Do you want to?
Nah.
Why not?
I, like, am a good...
Because you're so creative.
So, I'm a good singer, but not, like, good. I'm not, like, pursuing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm so bad that anyone saying they're a good singer, I'm like, would never be me. So,
you're
like
you could be... If I was a good singer, I would be on...
I always joke that I think I do stand-up just because I wanted to hold a mic and, like, be in front of people. And, like, if I could do that...
But that's all of us.
But if I could do that with singing, like, I would cut off my hand. Like, to give... If I got, like, Mariah Carey's voice, I'd be like, take both my hands.
Someone recently...
I'll have stumps for hands.
Yeah. Someone asked me recently, like, if you could be really good at something that you're not good at, what would it be? And that's my answer. Because I am a good singer, but I'm not, like... If I, like, the one skill I would love, like, imagine having Ariana Grande's voice.
Yeah. But think about other, like, there's so many talents out there that, like, just leverage with, like, Selena Gomez. You know what I'm saying?
She's not a good
singer.
She's
got a bad voice. Exactly. Bad voice. She got there with that. You could get pretty far with what you
just
got.
Have to be cast on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
And that's how you get there.
So just do that.
Just call up Disney.
Or, like, there's just a lot of unique voices out there. Like, if you could just play to, like, it might not be a you know, good, but like make it you, and then people are like, oh, that's good. Like Mac Miller, you wouldn't say he's an incredible talent voice wise, not to seem
but
really neurotically
so
obsessed.
Soothing.
It's in, but it's not like you wouldn't, he's not gonna, like, you know,
oh yeah,
he can't hit like all
doing
the
riffs
exactly. And, yeah. So, like, you know, you could be like the next female Mac Miller.
That's so true. Maybe that's what
that's
I
what you're supposed
I leave
to
this
do.
Podcast you and I start producing music. Like, no one sees me
do
ever.
Do you have
again.
Any, like, DJ type or, like,
music? No, okay. I've thought about, like, getting some equipment and just, like, fucking around with it. But I just never, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so... That's the thing about the world right now is you can do anything.
You really can.
And put it out there. Like, you can buy... whatever equipment you want and just, like, put it out there, which is cool because...
Case in point is this moment
this,
right now.
Which it's cool because people get to, like, do this and put their stuff out there, but it's also this nagging, like, you could be doing this, you could be doing this, you could be, like, what's stopping you from doing this? And it's like, well, what's stopping me is that I'm sleep
tired.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Or, like, I'm busy, like, I have spots, I have a job, I have friends.
But you would be a singer, like a famous singer, if you were living your true best.
If I could have like one skill and be like so fucking good at it, I think that would be
same. Honestly, I just feel like singers get away with like they can wear what they want, they can say what they want, they can
they
like Billie Eilish types.
Funny, like
no,
I'm so sick of having to be funny.
Really,
I'm sick of having such a good personality.
I know, right? It's exhausting.
It's like,
you're like,
oh my God.
Belle of the ball, always.
I
you
just...
actually, yeah, you always joke about that at weddings. Like, you always give speeches, right?
Yeah,
it's like your thing. I know. I've given quite a few speeches, and I'm like, well, I don't think I'm ever gonna get married, but like, who's gonna do it? Like, who's gonna give a good speech at my wedding?
Maybe? Right, I'm gonna have to do it. I'll have to do a tight five.
Yeah.
At my own wedding.
Yeah.
Ugh. Are you dating?
No, yeah. I like I. I did for like a few months. I honestly was sober for a while, and like,
yeah, I was gonna ask you about yeah, that. Are you not still sober?
Not anymore. But it was
I saw you posted recently about how you were like, I was sober.
Yeah, I was sober for a year and 2 months, and I really loved it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I literally hit rock bottom just like texting my ex a slew of like, I love you. And I was like, this is so embarrassing.
We've all been there.
I can no, but it was the point where I was like, this is so bad.
So
I was like, hey, I don't think I feel that way. And
you know it's bad when you like literally stop drinking for a year.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
That's another level.
My biggest fear was like wanting to do it again. I was like, I can't want to do that again. Yeah. So I was like, let's just cut out the common denominator here. Ended up really liking it. I just set out to do it into my friend's wedding, which was in April. I stopped drinking in like end of March. And I was like, you know, her wedding's end of April. Yeah. I'll just get there.
And I would see your post about it and be like, that's so awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. That's and so cool. I loved it. And I had to be vocal about it just because I started drinking when I was like 14. It was like part of my core identity.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me just like be obnoxious about it just so like I can like stay accountable.
I was just going to say also to hold you accountable. Yeah. You're like, I can't be putting this out. And then that's like what I do with like trying to stick to vegan.
Okay.
I'm like, I if love I your post meals. About it, then it's real.
Yeah.
And I have to stick to it.
No, it really is a
big thing.
I can't
just like eat one vegan meal and then go like freak out. And
totally.
I'm trying to hold myself accountable.
No, and your meals also look really, they inspire me. I'm like, oh,
I'm doing a meal kit.
Okay.
Sponsored by, I'm just kidding, but it's called Purple Carrot, and it's actually Purple Carrot. So good.
You know, it looks great. And honestly, like, I just read an article about oat milk today, and it went into details about dairy, and I was like, I should really not with the dairy.
I just reached a point where I was like, I can't.
Is it for humane reasons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know why? Like, I got to that TikTok really slowly snaked me into like
they fed vegan mean videos.
I got like first I got
when you see them. I watched Earthlings in college and Food Inc. and there was one other. Then the three of those combined, I was like,
well, it started for me like I started getting rescue dog TikToks.
Oh.
And like, oh no, like because I had started fostering dogs during COVID, I started getting rescue TikToks, and then I started getting like. Not dogs, but like
pigs.
Yeah. And then I was like, what? Now I'm getting like TikToks about rats. And like, now I'm just like getting rats. Like I was on Rat Talk for a little while.
Ratatouille is my favorite movie.
It's so. one of my favorites.
People give me gifts on the road of that says Gusto's Comedy Club.
That's hilarious.
People know someone gave me it's like shot glasses. Good, they sent them.
I'm such
like,
a good movie.
It's so, it's a little much though, where I'm like, thank you guys. I really love Ratatouille and I really appreciate it. But like, I am not on the spectrum.
Yeah, like not.
Like I like it, but like
they're like, she's going to love this
like I get
painting.
Bracelets to say like little chef and I'm like, thank you guys. Like
you're like, it was one time that I said it. Yeah. Like fuck.
Yeah, really.
You say one thing on a podcast and it's your entire personality. It's my,
yeah, no, that's sorry, everyone knows that. That and SpongeBob. Which again, love, but like
love both, yeah.
I'm a dynamic, and yeah, they know I love Mac. These were gifts too, the Mac Millers. So I'm just
I love
like,
it. I think it's
people really
oh,
have.
I didn't even notice the SpongeBob.
Oh yeah, Troy gave me that. Troy
cute.
And on the road. Yeah, it's all there. Everything yeah. that I've ever said, I like
I
out loud.
I love it.
I've been gifted with it, and I'm like, thank you. But now it's like my personality, and it's yeah. like just really embedded.
And now it is.
Yeah.
Do you spend a lot of time on TikTok?
I go in waves. So during the pandemic, I got into it, and when I fell in deep. Like I'll never forget the first time I started going on it. I would only go on it at night.
Yeah.
But it would do the thing where it's like, whoa, 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 you've been scrolling for way too long.
Yeah, I used to have a joke about that yeah. I would do in my stand-up. They're basically like, go get a snack, you yeah. old bitch. Like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Literally, and I remember, and I would just swipe, keep swiping.
That's always, yeah.
My first week in TikTok, I got my screen report at the end of the week, and I had spent 12 hours on TikTok
alone, like on the app,
just TikTok, and I was like,
it's terrifying.
Okay, that's bad. So then I kind of that spooked me out of it for a little.
That'll spook
and then,
you, yeah.
Yeah, and then again, it was the pandemic, so I just kind of let it rip for a while. And then lately, I was home. My mom got surgery on her foot, so I was home. And I don't know if I just like revert to like old ways when I go home, but like at night,
scrolling
I would
again.
Like grab my book, and then I'd be like, and then I would just scroll,
yep,
for like an hour. And I brought that back to New York. So lately.
Lately
I've been scrolling because you're just like one more and then you're like at this sometimes I'll just scroll like I'll just do this
it's so
I'm not even
mindless.
Watching anything
it's so mindless but I love like back to the algorithm I love that it will do you ever like watch a video ironically and then TikTok is like oh she wants more of
yes.
that and you're like I was like joking
no it's bad like I'll watch like there's like all these hot lesbians on my
I
TikTok.
Was on lesbian talk for a long
yeah,
time
yeah and I'm like I'm not gay, but
TikTok
I'm like,
was like, she's gay. Let's TikTok, give her gay
like,
stuff.
I think TikTok like I'm like, does it know something I don't? Because I'm like, this algorithm's too good. Like, right. I'm like, maybe I'm just not aware.
So I'm having an issue right now where I'm on Christian Talk right now. And I'm getting videos that are like, because I think it's funny. Like, because I got fed like a video of this girl being like, here's what I wear to the gym to like look modest and honor God. And I was like, buckle in, gotta watch this one. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm sad. Like, here we go. And I watch it because it's funny. Because like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. And then TikTok is like, this girl's this. Christian. She's a modest Christian girl. Let's that give her
so funny.
This, and it'll give me like something more insane. And then I have to watch it. It's like reality TV. Like, I can kind of get invested in anything. Yeah. So now, yeah, I'm on Christian Talk, and it'll be so like, funny. It'll be like, it's like, you know, they're like, greater than sign. Yes. And it's like, I love this. It's like friends you can worship with in your car. And it's like, they're like yelling about Jesus. And I'm just, that's where I'm at.
See, I try to remind myself, like, everybody has a different perspective. But that is one where I'm like,
I'm just not religious at all.
I'm not either.
I'm just not. And I don't like not respect it, but it's just the fact that like the algorithm is not able to tell if like, you were joking by watching it. Like, oh, I was watching. There should be a button for like, no, I was watching it ironically.
As a joke.
Like,
as a joke.
Like, I'm joking.
But hey, you're still watching it. So it's like, all right.
It's like, are you joking?
Such a funny world. Yeah, my TikTok, it's so funny with TikTok versus Instagram. Like, for Instagram, it's like, I want to see my friend's stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't show me anything else.
Right.
But TikTok, I'm like, don't show me my, like, unless I'm like actively following and like, but like, I'm like, show me some new shit.
New shit.
Like, I don't want to see my.
And which it's is all, what it's like really
good. It's like the same five influencers. Mm-hmm. And then it's like street itineraries. Let me take you on a trip around the Lower East Side. And I'm like,
okay, see, I don't really get that.
I get that. Get a lot of food.
So many different.
And like workout stuff.
Like, I don't get any workout stuff. Workout TikTok knows not to give me that.
It's TikTok's just food. Like, and then it's like, here's a protein packed like cookie dough lunch. That you can make. And
okay.
Like I've got almond flour in my cabinet. I don't know why.
Because of it's literally TikTok.
Yeah, I don't know. I literally started a degree yogurt and I was like, what am I doing?
Dude, the extreme version of that is that I went vegan. Like, what? You have almond flour, you're like trying to make.
I got my Stanley.
Yeah.
I think my Stanley
the way the internet
gets all thinking the same shit.
And it really gets you to, like, do things.
It does. What's like, what's something that it's really got, other than being vegan?
What is something? I mean, a lot of, like...
What's the stupidest thing it's made you do? I have mine. It's really embarrassing.
Stupidest thing the internet's made me do?
TikTok, yeah. TikTok? I guess you can go internet, but, like...
Oh, I'll, like, pretty broad. I'll buy whatever is advertised to me.
Okay, same.
Like, I'll buy whatever.
Yeah. No, literally.
Like, cool. Like, yep. Like... The targeted ads, like, I'm their dream target because I'm just like, cool, I'll buy those anti-chafing like leggings, sure.
The ones that like, go up your ass?
It makes it way too easy. Yeah, they're like up the crack.
Yeah, those are insane.
They're scary. And the influencers stand and they're like, look from behind. Like,
oh, yeah, the poses?
Butt. Scary.
I'm like, if I buy those pants, I might do the pose.
I bought,
I don't know what else could happen. Slippery.
I can't think of, like, what else. What I've bought, but yours?
My most embarrassing was Remy Bader. Do you follow her?
Oh, yeah. Love.
Obviously. She bought this, like, Fashion Nova matching set.
You did not do Fashion Nova? It's so funny.
It gets worse. It was, like, this tiny little, like, red bra with, like, a maxi skirt.
And she looks so good in all of them, too.
She's got this beautiful waist. Mm-hmm. I am shaped like an ice cream cone. And I, like, bought it, and I remember trying it on, looking in the mirror, being like,
it never works out the way.
I just was like, this was the most humbling $30 I have ever spent.
The fact that you bought something from Fashion Nova.
No, it's really bad.
Not that I'm above it.
No, it's really.
I used to buy stuff from Shein all the time, but for some reason, Fashion Nova is funnier.
No, it's bad.
That's hilarious.
Not only Fashion Nova, but like a matching set. Thinking like, I was like, oh, in like 10 pounds.
A matching
set. At a bachelorette.
This is like, where are you going to wear it? Yeah.
It's been 4 years and I don't know where it is.
Yeah. That's like, I have things in my closet. I have things in my closet that will never see the light of day again.
No.
Will never fit over my big toe.
Right?
But I just like can't get rid of them for some reason. Same. I'm like, maybe I'll wear this nipple tassel someday.
Like every time I go home, my mom was like, Tori, clean out your closet.
Literally, my mom wants me to get rid of everything.
I'm like, well, A, is it harming you? And I'm like, B,
what if
I could get my act together for the first time since gaining the freshman 15 in college.
I might get my hands on some Ozempic. Right? All in that closet.
Oh my God, Ozempic. I'm not going to lie. Who hasn't actually slightly considered it? You know? Just for a minute.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it would be sick. It would be a
I love hearing downsides to it, which is it's like people get sick. But I'm like, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, no, overall.
People get sick from it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What happens? I think so. I think you get, like, nauseous and.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think the whole point is just not eating. I think it's You're like, can I just, if all it is hormones changing so that you don't eat.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. There's no biological.
I don't know anything about it, really.
I've learned.
I just love that celebrities are like, I walk 20 miles a day. And it's like, tell us that you went on Ozempic.
Totally.
It's fine.
No, literally. But no, all it is a suppressant.
Okay.
An appetite suppressant. It changes your hormones so that you're like, it's like a ghrelin or whatever isn't released as much or whatever the fuck. And you just don't
eat.
Crazy. That's it.
Science is crazy.
And I'm like, okay, so if I just cut back a little.
Right. But I can't.
But I can't.
I literally can't. I love food. Eating
food is one of my favorite things in
this world.
It's
like the one thing that makes me like genuinely really happy.
So happy.
Yeah, it really does.
I'll be in a bad mood because like I'll like try to eat healthy that day. And I'm like, by the end of the day, I'm just sad. And then like I'll sit down in front of like fries and a glass of wine and I'm like,
why am I happy now? Yeah. Wait, I posted a video about that one time. I posted being like me depressed all day. And then it was like me. Like during this 7 minutes, I'm eating a DiGiorno pizza, and I was like,
"That's like, so real."
Yeah, because it's what happened to me. I was so depressed all day, and then I put a DiGiorno pizza in the oven, and I took the first bite, and I was like, "No problems here, baby." And then and then went back to being sad.
Exactly
right after.
You're like, "Why did I eat the
Even
whole pizza?"
Worse. You actually go back to feeling worse.
Yeah,
than
you're
before.
Like, "Did I need the whole pizza?"
It does something to me though. I was happy in that moment.
No, last night I got in bed, and I thought lately I've been making my like breakfast at the night before.
Do you go to an office every day?
Yeah, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's too much.
I think it would help me if I had to go somewhere.
It's nice because you put on pants, which I fucking hate. And I'm like, okay, these are getting tight. And I have to walk. It's
for
like
my energy levels, it would
totally
help.
And like, I'm like, oh, I have to be a person.
Yeah, because like, I don't really.
Oh, I love this apartment. If I don't have to leave this apartment, I don't leave this apartment.
That's but, how I feel.
Oh, yeah, last night I was getting in bed, and I was so pumped to wake up and eat my breakfast. Like, that was my thought. Going to bed, I was, like, closing my eyes, like, I get to eat.
Like, kicking your feet and giggling about your breakfast. Woo! Yeah, I feel the same way. I just love it.
I should have more things that bring me that much joy.
I'm like beaming right now.
I know, it's like, my cheeks
tearing up. Am I crying right now?
And I don't know if it was, like, the way I grew up. Like, my parents were not big foodies at all, but, like, me and my sister are, like, obsessed, and we think that maybe they were like, since they were so like like, here's some carrots, relax. Mm-hmm. We're like, no, like we're both foodies, like she cooks a lot, I'm like just like scratching my neck all day for like my next hit.
Do you have a bigger like sweet tooth or like salty stuff?
More sweet tooth. Me too. I'd say. Like every time I eat something, I'm like, where's the treat?
I would like snort a chocolate cake. Like I will never end my day without a sweet treat.
Right?
I can't.
That's where I go, where like I try to like the challenges where I'm like, maybe I won't eat sugar for a week. And then I'm like,
I did that once and I got like, I went like 6 hours without eating sugar, and I got like the worst diarrhea of my life. I was like on the toilet being like, I need a fucking brownie. Like, I need a brownie.
So, like, a lot of times, like every January, my office does Whole 30, and I'm like, good luck.
That's so much pressure, also.
Oh, yeah. And everyone like loses like 15 pounds, and they're like, I'm happiest than I've ever been. And I'm
like,
at the snack
car,
like,
Tori.
I hate myself. Yeah.
That shit's hard, though. That sounds hard.
It is so hard.
Especially when it's just something that like makes you happy.
Truly. It's interesting. I didn't drink for all that time, so it's like, I know I have willpower. I know I can do it.
Right.
But now that I went back, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna try to go a week without drinking. And I'm like, well, can I do it? And I'm like, well, how did you do it?
Yeah, you did it for a long time. Yeah. You must have really, like, tested your social skills.
I did. Also, like, with stand-up, I was, like, out enough and, like, forced to be in the elements that I was
in. And a lot of stand-ups are sober, too.
Totally.
So that's not crazy. It's more like when you're with, like, non-comics that are, and you're out with friends.
Yeah, I would just be bored.
Feeling like a little.
Yeah. Like, I would just be like, I don't like with drinking, you'd be like, suddenly you'd be like, let me tell them about this time in third grade when like I shit my pants. Mm-hmm. And stories just kind of flow out of you where like.
Because your brain is melting.
Your brain's just like, bleh. Yeah. But like when your brain doesn't do that, I'm like, I don't need to tell you guys really anything. Right. Like, honestly, if I saved all of our time and by going home, like I'll chat.
I'd be a millionaire.
I went home. Oh, yeah. I saved probably like $5,000. So much money. But yeah, I just found myself like just not telling stupid stories and being like, "This was fun."
Crazy how that works.
I'll see you never. And, like, but I didn't date. Like that was the one thing.
I couldn't. I just
which
can't.
Again, I don't want to credit dating and alcohol to be, but like I really was like,
there is an aspect of that making like, it much easier.
I went on like one sober date, and the guy just was not it. Mm-hmm. But and it was funny. We sat down, and he goes, "Look, honestly, like I wasn't gonna do this because you're sober." But then my friend went to rehab, and I was like, "Yo, this sobriety thing's probably like really good." And so, but then he proceeded
off the bat. He just was like, he was "First just, thing we're gonna address."
He was just he was like, "Honestly, I wasn't gonna do this because I think it's kind of weird." But then he's like, "But then my friend went to rehab, and I was like, he really got his life together, and I really respect him." So I was like, "You know what? Let me give this girl
a
chance."
Therefore, I respect you.
But then we never spoke again.
That was your one sober date.
Yeah.
Why do you think you never...
The apps, at least. Yeah. I can't think of any other...
But it's like, you never fucking know. I'm like, oh, why do you think you never talked again? I don't know. I thought it was... There are dates where I'm like, I thought it was great. I don't know. This person was like, oh, I'd love to see you again. Never text me again.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know.
I got off the apps. Are you still on them?
I'm on them, but... So, yeah. So, I go through phases where I will go on some dates, and then, like, I go through years of, like, no dates. Yeah. And then I'll be like, I should get out there again. And then I'm like... No, I can't. But right now I'm in a phase where I'm trying to.
Okay.
But I kept getting sick, and that was... Yeah. Because I'd go on one date, and they'd be like, if it was good, they'd be like, oh, let's hang out again next week. And I would be like, hey, I am vomiting. And they'd be like, okay, she's lying. Like, you know what I mean?
Especially early on, it feels like...
Early on. And also, like, it was like starting a new job recently, I kept getting sick. And I don't have their, like, trust that,
totally.
Like, they're like... This new girl we hired is like sick all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I really am. I'm so sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm hoping I don't have like lupus or some shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say, have you got any blood testing done?
No, but I'm going to.
Okay.
Because I need to figure something's up with my immune system.
How are you now? Like, are you currently?
I was like nauseous today. Really? But yeah. Oh, that reminds me though. Well,
thanks for coming.
Yeah, of course.
I'm so bad you've been dealing with that.
No, no, it's fine. That reminds me though. Do you. The reason it'd be, you're like, I have willpower because I gave up drinking but couldn't give up, like, the food stuff. Do you like, I don't like drinking that much.
It's so funny you say that because when I was sober, I was like, poison, I could never go back.
Yeah.
And, like.
You're like, wait, I used to do a joke about this on stage where I, like, went sober for, like, 20 minutes. Uh-huh. Like, one day, and I went out with my friends, and I was like, yeah, I just, like, don't need it to have fun, but if you guys do, I get it. Like, don't, I turned into, like, the biggest asshole in the world.
That was the joke, too, where I was like, I started drinking again because I got tired of feeling better than everyone around me.
Yes, exactly.
It does give you this kind of, like, chip on your shoulder, but you're like, totally, would though. Never be me. Like,
you're like, you guys can do it if you need to, I get it. No, I just don't.
It's funny, also, like, when you're sober, you're just hyper aware of everything, mm-hmm. and, like, when people are kind of drunk, you're like, oof. I'm like, your motor skills are failing you. Like,
as if, like,
scary.
You haven't been there.
Yeah,
but
as if
scary.
I haven't, like, literally.
Yeah, like, your body and brain are not working.
No,
right now.
It's scary. Really scary.
Yeah.
Granted, have I blacked out since? Yes, I threw up in my own bed, and I'm like, that was the really worst moment after my sobriety, where I'm like, you didn't go sober for a year and 2 months to die in your sleep.
Yeah.
So I have moments where I'm like, I'm reformed and balanced, but then, like, I'll go on a date and, like, I'll, like, try to keep up with him. And I'm like, no, you can't. That's the one problem where when I'm drinking and if I'm into someone, like, I, like, just, like, lose myself in the moment.
Me too.
And then I'm, like, poisoning myself. So then my brain's, like, unable to be like, no, like, you're done.
That's the whole problem.
So that's, that's my biggest issue with drinking, which is, like, the classic issue is, like, Andrew Ginsberg actually taught me a saying where it's like, you take a drink, that drink takes a drink, and that drink takes you. And, like, then you're just, like totally taken over by the alcohol.
Wait. You take a drink. You slow down. You take a drink.
Yeah. That drink takes a drink. So then that drink is then the one drinking. And then that third drink takes you.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it happens fast.
Yeah. And, like, honestly, that saying really hit me when I heard it, because I was like, damn, like, there are many times where, like, I have one drink and I'm in control. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, that drink's kind of like, hey, have another one.
Yeah.
And then that third drink's like, we are out of here.
We're done.
Yeah. So.
Okay, yeah.
Since going back, I try to keep it to, like, two drinks, three drinks max. Mm-hmm. But there have been a few times where I'm like, I just send
lose
it.
Lose control. Yeah, I'm but, like, that's going to happen. Do you smoke weed?
That's, no, I can't. I had a really bad panic attack when I was in college. and just never enjoyed it again. I went to Boulder too, so
yeah,
like,
I feel like you have like, more of a stoner personality, totally, which is a compliment.
Thank you. No, people always think I'm high. Like literally, I work at Greenwich, and the door guy's like, "Come on, it's a bit. Like you got to stop thinking that."
And
like,
you're like,
"He's like, can you
don't.
Just admit to being stoned all the time?" And I'm like, "What?" But no, it's just kind of my vibe, and I just really don't like it. It makes me anxious. I think about dying.
I love it so much.
See, I wish I did.
I love weed and food. Those are my two, like, things.
Totally.
Weed, food, chihuahuas.
Oh, yeah, Maisie.
And I'm good. Yeah, my little Maisie girl.
How has it been being a dog mom?
Like, it definitely adds a layer of, like, responsibility for sure. But it's become so normal to me that I don't even remember, like, she's not so having
cute.
It.
Yeah.
Having her.
You guys were fostering, too, so, like, it was either, like, you were going to do that or have
I was fostering, and I kept, like, having to give the dogs away, and literally one of the dogs I had to give away, I cried so hard, my roommate and best friend from college was like, "I've never seen you, like, that upset."
Do you think
about
that dog still?
No. Okay, no offense. No, I'm glad she's watching.
No, I'm glad you said that, because I was like, oh, God.
No, because now she's happy with the family in Fairfield. Yeah. Like, you get over it in a few days, but it's just, like, really hard.
Totally. No, I remember I would DM you, like, every, like, third dog being like, "You're keeping this one."
Do you remember the one with the tongue that wouldn't go back
Penny? Yeah.
I wanted to keep that one.
She was funny.
She was hilarious, but she was really mean to my friend Josh, like, who I lived with at the time. She would, like, growl at him while he was making his food, and he'd be like, "I live here, bitch. Like, you don't live here." She would look at him all day and be like, "Urgh."
Okay, that's, yeah.
Then you're like, so I was like, "Can I keep her?" And he was like, no offense, but no. Like, fuck that dog. So then
but she loves me.
But I'm like, she's funny. And people on Instagram love her.
I was going to say, she's my algorithm ticket.
She's my algorithm. She's my ticket out of this place.
Honestly, sometimes I think about that. I'm like, maybe I just need a dog for the algorithm.
Yeah, my dog is not. Maisie's not a good... a good
actor. She is so cute, though.
She's cute, but she's not cooperative. She's not a very good girl.
Have you made any videos with her?
Yeah, I did one recently. You know those videos that are like, guess who's really singing?
Yes.
I did one with me and Maisie.
Okay, I think I did see that.
And it's like, that was like, obviously Maisie's not singing. Yeah, but she's just looking at me like.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What's one of your videos that you look back on and you're like, that was fucking good? That, like, you're like, I made that and that was funny as fuck.
I had a video that didn't go viral at all that I thought was so funny.
That's my favorite when it's something that...
It got, like, one view, and I was like, that I thought was going to be,
did you
like,
leave it up?
It might be up.
Good, okay.
It was when The Bachelor had their first black bachelor.
Uh-huh.
At the same time that Chris Harrison got in trouble for saying some, like, racist shit. No, black bachelor was Matt
Rachel?
James.
Oh, got it.
Not bachelorette, dude, bachelor.
Sorry, I'm like, I don't hear gender.
Yeah, you're like, it's all the same to me. And I did this video where I was, like, pretending to be Chris Harrison, who was canceled for, like, saying some racist shit. And I was, like, it was during the season where they had the first black bachelor. And I was being, like, "Hey, welcome back to The Bachelor." Sorry. And, like, it kept cutting. And Black Bachelor James. And, like, I thought that was so good. I didn't explain it well. But that was a really funny video. That's funny. It didn't get any.
I loved that season. With
and
Matt
the way
James.
I cut it, like, to be, like, boop every time I fucked it up. Like, it was really good.
Did you use the sound effects and everything?
I used, like...
Editing is hard
as fuck.
I'll
find it and send it to you later. Please. Because it was actually really funny.
Do you use CapCut?
Yeah, I use CapCut, I use InShot, and I use Premiere as my main, like...
I use Premiere, too,
if I
for
need
this,
to do, like,
hard.
Hardcore, like, this,
this
I would use
Premiere.
This is
hard as fuck.
Yeah.
It's all hard. Because
I use Premiere for work. That's, like, I've always been in production and editing.
I might have to, like, show you or get your ideas.
Yeah,
because
I can help.
Thank
with
you.
Whatever.
Yeah, because like right now, all I do is I take the little razor, and I go... Tss, and then I go, and then I zoom in, and it's the biggest bitch.
Yeah, you got to get some good, like, keyboard shortcut.
That's what someone told me. Yeah. Okay. I like the way you did that. I could tell you really do that a lot.
It'll make it way faster.
Okay. Yeah, because, like, with Maggie, I just had her episode. I just synced the audio and the video, and I was like, and then I had Sarah Pop-Tarts on, and I was like, let me try. And then I did it all night last night at Greenwich, and I was, like, cutting. And then towards the end, it's like.
You're on the right path.
Thank you.
That's how I started.
Thank
you. Like, that's how you gonna start somewhere.
I know, but it's so funny that as the episode goes on, it's just like less cuts.
Yep, I used to do
and
that
by
too.
The end, there's not one cut.
Yep, I used
like,
to do that
I
when I was editing a podcast. I would be like, in the beginning, I'm like, that wasn't laugh out loud funny, so cut it out. And then by the end, I'm like, fucking whatever.
I know.
Like, say whatever you want.
But and like, I wanted to keep these to 30 minutes, but like, conversations flow. You know,
30
what I mean?
Minutes is short too.
It's short, and also like, if you cut. It's like there's no cutting. You're just like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. The whole thing goes.
Whole thing
That's
goes.
Why I try to record for, again, yeah. But it's like, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Okay, wait, I did have questions for you. I wrote them down in the line at Sweetgreen today.
I'm ready.
Let's see. I was excited about one. I wanted to ask, I had Vanessa Jackson on, I really wanted to ask her this, and then I didn't, and then I wrote it down today. It's silly, but it's like...
So I'm the first one to get this question.
Yeah, it is. Okay, it's not that good. I'm talking it up way too much. But what's one thing that nobody knows about you?
Like, nobody? I don't know if there's anything that nobody knows about me. Oh my God, what is something nobody knows about? Dude, that's a hard question.
I know. It is hard. You can also just be like, fuck you. Because we literally have like 5 minutes left. So I'm sorry.
Give me some others if you have others, and I'm going to think about that one.
Okay, let me go back to my notes. Well, I wrote down how I love you share all your like texts with your family.
Oh, yeah.
They're funny as fuck.
My family is funny.
Yeah, and I'm like, you make it like the storyline is that they're not supportive of you in many ways, but obviously, like, I was curious, like, are they really supportive of your comedy and like what you're doing?
Yes, they are, but they're also like confused. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, what do you do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just vibe. Yeah. You know, just trust me.
That is really funny.
They are, both my parents are funny though.
Uh-huh. Well, because you have a sister?
And my sister is the funniest person I've ever met in my life.
You're kidding.
She is literally like just so funny. Exact same sense of humor as me, but better.
Really?
And she's a therapist. I'm like, oh, you gotta really...
I'm guessing you can't go to her, damn it.
No, that would be a conflict of interest. I want to have her as a
therapist.
I know, I think she's really good at it. I always hear her like laughing with her... I might
take you up on that.
Wellesley Counseling and Wellness, everybody.
If I can afford it, I'm in.
Yeah, I can't afford therapy right now, but...
I know. Even when it's $30 on a copay, I'm like, pfft.
Yeah, like, that's a lot. That's like one smoothie from...
Exactly.
I got a smoothie today from...
Your GoFundMe joke was so funny.
Like, I went to Juice Gen. I got an $11 smoothie.
No, they're dumb.
Literally, I'm accepting Venmos. Like, if you're watching this, I'll never financially Louisa recover. Lang? Yeah, Louisa Dash Lang. I'll never financially recover from that smoothie.
No, it's crazy. Today I was at Sweetgreen, and this woman works there. She's pregnant. She's so sweet. We, like, always bond and, like, wave. Today, I go to pay. She goes, get out of here.
No way.
Yeah. I was like,
no.
I have to like karma forward.
I love that. Yeah.
I gotta pay it forward.
Yeah.
I bought you a Diet Coke.
That was it. Oh, I actually forgot about this.
I know
Diet
mine's
Coke.
Sitting over here too. I'm really excited about it. Okay, we have like 2 minutes on this SD card.
Okay.
Can you answer? You don't have to, but like
Something nobody knows about me.
Quick. Sorry, this is the most stressful way to end this. I'm so sorry. You don't have to, actually.
I, like, literally don't know. I feel like I share so much you of really myself. You really do? That, like, I don't know.
I feel like, I bet you meet people and they feel like they already know you because of the internet. I feel that way a little bit about you.
Yeah, that's, I think that's, like, you form this, like, parasocial relationship where you're like, oh, I know that person. Mm-hmm. I feel like I very much put a lot of, I guess, like, what nobody knows is, like, exactly, like, what my vagina looks like. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing I don't post.
Accurate.
Like, I guess no one knows.
Not on OnlyFans.
Like, yeah, like, I guess people don't know that. Yeah. Other than that, I'm pretty much an open book.
It's just, I think this is it. Oh my God, we can't even do an outro. I hate my life.
Well, I guess we do with audio. Oh, the SD card's gone.
Did it get any of it? Imagine.
If you're like, it cuts out a vagina. Damn it. I have like,
nobody knows what my vagina looks like. Like, I actually don't know. Do you have an answer for that? What's something nobody knows about you?
I was a horse girl.
Oh, I was a horse girl.